My friend, it's a lie from the bottom of hell that if you're walking with Jesus, you're going to get $1 million. But it is the truth of Scripture that if you're walking with Jesus, no matter where you find yourself, the Lord will be with you. Amen.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Last week, we heard the opening part of Pastor Brian Grant's first message in his series on life lessons to be learned from the life of Joseph. We heard how Joseph came to be sold as a slave in Egypt, seemingly putting an end to his extraordinary dreams. But out of this story, Pastor Grant shared with us the secret of how Joseph, despite the bad turn of his circumstances, stayed on course to achieve his God-given dream by not giving up hope. We also heard how it is that God often uses our difficulties to prepare us for our destiny. This evening, Pastor Grant will continue those thoughts as he brings to a conclusion his message entitled, When Your Dreams Get Hijacked. Turn with us again to Genesis chapter 37 and follow along with us as Pastor Grant brings the second part of his message. Here again is Pastor Grant.
Joseph may have thought he was ready for his destiny, but Joseph was nowhere ready. Joseph had big issues. You know, Joseph had a big problem with pride. Did you pick it up? A huge pride problem. He was daddy's boy, and he played it to the hilt. In verse number two. You see what happened? No, listen, I am the youngest of three brothers, three of us. And we learned from before we became teenagers, we learned that you don't run and go to your parents and play tattletale on your brothers, right? You just don't do it. Am I right about that? I mean, you girls may do it. I never had no sisters, so I don't know what girls do. But we guys know. You don't go to daddy and say, do you know what Richard did? Where's he? I don't know if he told the tattletale on me. Did you do tattletale on me? But Joseph is a big grown boy. And he's going to tell daddy, do you know what they're doing? He is playing this daddy's pet stuff because what? Daddy must have loved him some more. He had a problem with pride. Did you check out Joseph the day that they he was captured as a slave? His brothers had been out there for a few days, you know. They'd been out there for a few days with the animals. So you can imagine them boys, they didn't even get a bath for a while. Their clothes are all messed up. They're in work clothes. They're out in the bush or wherever it is. Not much deep bush there in Israel, but they're out there. And Joseph comes. What is my boy wearing? He's wearing Armani. And God would train Joseph in the middle of the trials. God would use trials to train him. Oh, you think you're all that? You think you're ready? You think you're ready for your destiny? God will put us in pain to train us. Has anybody been there? He will pass you through some stuff because he is determined. Remember I said God-inspired dreams can be acquired 100% of the time, but it's 100% of the time, and so 100% of the time you're going to go through some stuff. Put this in your notes. It's not there. God does not waste our pain. Put that down. God does not waste our pain. You know, in Genesis 45, Joseph said to the same brothers who had sold him into slavery. Here's what Joseph said. The same brothers who sold him slavery. He said, it was not you who sent me here, but God. Are you getting it? because of what God had used the school of trials to train him. And Joseph, as he's about, he has now graduated from the school, and he sees what God is up to. He sees that God was using the difficulties to prepare him for his destiny. He's seeing that God did not waste a pain. He said, it was not you who sent me, but God. He has made me ruler over all the land. Hallelujah. I can put my trust in Jesus, because my Jesus, he will not waste the pain, and he will use the drama. Some of you are going through drama right now. In the midst of that drama, never forget that God is working. God is working. God is working. No, sometimes you're in dramas because you're messed up. Repentant of how you're messed up. But guess what? Even although you are the one who messed up, he's still using the pain to bring you closer to your destiny. Aren't you glad God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure? He often used trials to train us, but second, here under the same heading, he often uses trials to test us. Choir likes to sing this. I love the song. Life is what? Easy when you're on the top of the mountain. But it's no fun when you're in the valley of trials, is it? But my friend, no matter where God has you right now, he wants you to know the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Thank you, sister. The God on the mountain is still the God in the valley. And right where you are in the valley of trials and testing and temptation, the same God who was God on the mountain is the same God who is God right now in the valley. The same God who was with Joseph when he was his father's pet and enjoying his Armani coats is the same God while he's there in the pit. And God will test us. He will test us. Folks sometimes ask, where is God when life hurts? Joseph probably was saying that. God, where are you? So where was he? Genesis 39. Genesis 39, verse 2. The Lord, somebody help me read this. It says what? The Lord was what? The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was a slave in the master's house, but God was with him. Look at verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. It was so clear the Lord was with him. Even the master saw. And the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Jump down to verse number 20. And then Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And Joseph was now in prison. But what? The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there in prison, it was up to Joseph. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority. Because what? The Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. My friend, it's a lie from the bottom of hell that if you're walking with Jesus, you're going to get $1 million. But it is the truth of Scripture that if you're walking with Jesus, no matter where you find yourself, the Lord will be with you. Amen? Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, my friend, I am so glad this morning that as a born again Christian in Jesus Christ, no matter what comes my way, God is going to be with me. Can we rest our head on that? Can we? I read a story. Mom was putting four-year-old Beth to bed for the night. You know, Beth, little four-year-old Beth was afraid of the dark. And this particular night, Mom was a little bit fearful herself because, you know, her husband usually was there at night. But this day, her husband was away. He had a business trip, and so it was unusual. He was gone. And little Beth is feeling nervous. Mom is feeling a little nervous. And as Mom turned off the light, Beth said, Mom, because once the light went out, Beth saw the moon through the window. And Beth said to Mom, is the moon God's light? Mom says, yes, the moon is God's light. Beth said, will God turn off his light and go to sleep? Mom says, no. God never goes to sleep. He will never turn out his light because he never goes to sleep. Poor little Beth, she was so afraid. Once she heard that, Beth said, well, if God is going to stay awake, there's no point both of us staying awake. Little Beth closed her eyes and went to sleep. There's a lesson for somebody here this morning. If somebody here this morning is so stressed out. But if God is awake, if he will never sleep or slumber, if he is the God who says, cast your care upon me because I care for you, why should I carry it? Why can't I do like Beth? And if he's going to stay awake, I go to sleep. I'll cast my care on him. And I'll take his peace. I'll take his rest. Because the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Oh, what a precious God we have. What a word. What glorious news. I will never leave you or forsake you. Lisa Mart used to say, this is one verse that goes works good back ways and front ways. Thee forsake or thee leave, never will I. I will never leave you. The God on the mountain, friend, he's right there. And so why does God allow it? Simply, he's trying to get us to our destiny.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. Looking for a great way to celebrate Christmas Eve? Then plan to join the fun at our Candlelight Christmas Eve celebration. You'll sing carols by candlelight, listen to Christmas music sung by our choirs, and a short message from Pastor Grant. And to top it off, the evening ends with refreshments. So bring the entire family and join us this Tuesday, December 24th, 6:30 p.m. at Germantown Christian Assembly. Looking forward to seeing you. And now, back to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
So here, how do I discover God is my God-inspired dream? What we've shared so far, God has big dreams for you. Don't lose hope if your dream gets hijacked. And finally, how to discover your God-inspired dream. Let me share with you four keys. Key number one. You must be committed to following the Lord. Put that in your notes. You must be committed to following the Lord. You know, in chapter 39, Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Joseph. But Joseph, we just heard, he was just a young man. And though Joseph was still a young man, he refused her advances. And this is how he replied, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph was just a young man, but he was committed to God. The young people, older ones, listen, And I want to speak particularly to teenagers and the young adults. Listen to me good. It's time to stop hiding behind your age. It's time to stop saying, I'm waiting till I get a little older to become serious in my commitment to God. Joseph was just 17 when he entered slavery, and he was willing to stand for God. And at 17 or 15 or whatever age you are, it is time to say, I am going to live for Jesus. Amen. I want to put a very well-known verse of scripture on the screen. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And here's how it reads. It says this in the New King James Version. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Young person, older person, it's not a big deal. God is asking you to commit your life to Him. He says, this is just reasonable. But notice, you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable. I run into folks sometime and they say, I don't want to get too serious about being a Christian. I really don't want to find out God's big dreams for me. I don't want to find it out, because if I find it out, I might like it. Don't miss what the verse says. The will of God is acceptable. If you are determined to follow God, you will find that God's big dreams for you is a very acceptable dream. It's good. It's acceptable. It's perfect. In fact, it is just designed specifically for you, the God who made you. And oh, I wish this morning that there's somebody. Why would I want to live and never find out exactly why God put me on this planet? I'll find it out. Number one, I need to make sure I'm committed to Christ. Are you committed to Christ? Are you just playing church? Are you just a Christian who is glad you have fire insurance? Or are you one saying, I want to walk with Jesus every day? You won't find out God's dream for you unless you're willing to commit. Number two, you won't find out God's will. Listen, unless you ask Him to reveal His will to you. Ask God to reveal His will to you. You know, Saul hated Christians. But you know what? The very day that Saul got saved, he met Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And the very first thing he says is, Lord, what will you have me to do? Do you know some Christians, they've been saved 5, 10, 15, 20 years and they've never asked that question? Have you asked that question? Have you actually asked God, God, what is it? What is your big dream for me? You need to ask, God, what is your big dream for me? But third, you have to act on the revelation He gives. What am I trying to say here? Here's what I'm trying to say. If you're waiting for the big picture, you might get it. A guy called me from Maryland about 10 months ago, and he called me and he says, Mr. Brian, he said, you know, he had just come out of a bad relationship. And he said, Mr. Brian, he says, I'm starting to lose faith in this business about God having a plan for my life. He said, you know, if God had a big plan, why doesn't He just lay it out? Why doesn't He just give me the blueprint of the entire plan? I can see who I'm supposed to marry. I can see which school I'm supposed to go. Listen, just give me the plan so I won't make any mistakes. You ever felt like that? Can I tell you it ain't gonna happen? Let me tell you one of the reasons it won't happen. You can't handle it. We're talking, who are we talking about this morning? Is it Joseph? Yeah, Joseph. That morning. So suppose Joseph, when he woke up that morning, he knew that they're going to throw him in a pit. He's going to end up in Potiphar's house as a slave. He's going to go to jail. He's going to go to jail again. 13 years as a slave and in jail. 23 years before he sees his dad, who he loved with a passion. Do you think Joseph would have left home that morning? Let's be real. He wouldn't have gone nowhere. Because he would, you think he'd have worked? The last thing on his mind is that God had given him a dream. All he'd be dealing with, the immediate problem he was going to go through. And Joseph would have stayed right at home. And that's why God don't tell you any more than you need to know right now. Amen. One step at a time. Somebody even wrote a song about it. One step at a time, Lord. That's all I'm asking from you. Sweet Jesus, right? Oh, that's all I'm asking from you. What? Help me to... Whatever it goes, okay? Just one step at a time. Isn't that good enough? Why you want to know the whole story? Listen, here's what God is saying. He has a big dream, and he wants to show you. But he's going to show you one step at a time. Here's the deal. Every step he shows you, take that step. Take that step. And after a while, you'll write a story like Joseph, and you'll say, you meant me evil, but God meant it good. It was God. It was God who sent me here. Oh, I'm so thankful. All the way my Savior has led, one step at a time. Oh, if we had time, I'd tell you testimonies. If we had time, I'd open it up for testimonies where people could share. Some of those folks who have been on the road a little while can talk about how God led them one step at a time. And young person, this morning, God wants you. Listen, number one, he wants you to make that commitment. Number two, he wants you to say, God, what will you have me to do? But number three, he wants you to be sensitive to his spirit. And I shared a message with you 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were talking about how God speaks to you. Psalm 23. He speaks to you. He speaks to you primarily through his word, but he speaks to you through his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit literally talks to you day by day. And he tells you what you should do. Oh, my God, help us to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God. So when the Spirit is God is telling you to turn left, you'll turn left. But finally, so what have we said so far? How do I discover this big dream? Number one, I make a commitment. God, I'm going to serve you all the way. Number two, I'm going to ask God to show me his will. And when he shows me that one step, I'm going to act on that one step, no matter how tough it is. And then fourth, here's the basic one, but the most important one. Ensure you're born again. Because until we're born again, God's big dream for us is that we receive his salvation. You know, every now and then I run into someone who thought they were saved. Sit and think about it. They cannot remember a specific day when they were saved. I wonder if I'm speaking to somebody like that. Listen. A baby doesn't just come about by osmosis. There has got to be a day when a baby was born. Listen, there has to be a day when you were born again. And I want to ask you as I close this message, can you actually remember a day when you were born again? Well, you may say, Pastor, I don't remember exactly. I remember the day, but I don't remember whether it was 2015 or 2016. I'm not asking you about the year and this. I'm asking you, can you remember a definite point in time when you recognize you're a sinner and that Jesus Christ alone could save you, and that you specifically said, Lord Jesus, please save me and come into my heart today. Can you remember a specific time? My friend, if you can't remember a specific time, you need to do business with God today. You need to come to Him and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart today.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.